13. Showtime. It was finally Friday, the day of the talent show, and the math quiz, but I was less excited about that part. That morning, the school hallways were buzzing with anticipation. I couldn't believe that the show was happening, and I wouldn't be a part of it. At least, that's what I thought until homeroom, when I heard JJ whisper groaning in the desk behind me. "I can't believe Kayla didn't come in today," JJ said. "She has 103 fever," Mandy replied. "Now we're one person short for the show," JJ grumbled. "It won't be as good without Kayla." I froze. This was my chance. I spun around in my seat, and my hand shot up in the air. "I'll do it," JJ perked up. "You will?" I put my hand down, way too uncool. "Yes, totally. Happy to replace Kayla." "But you don't even know what we're doing," JJ said, still clearly unsure. "True," I said. "Can you teach me?" "Oh, we can definitely teach you," Mandy said. "You're gonna do it? Really?" I nodded. "Hooray! I was in! Maybe my luck was changing. Now I got to be in the talent show." JJ gave me a high five. "Amazing," they said. "Thank you." "Anytime," I said with a huge grin. I was totally winning Sophie a better reputation. I guess you could say I was saving the day. I was kind of a superhero. "Look out, Spider-Man." "So is it a dance?" I asked JJ and Mandy. "A song? A magic trick?" Mandy leaned closer to me. "It's a pie-eating contest." "A what?" I thought I had misheard. "A pie-eating contest," JJ said. "Isn't that the most fun?" "I don't understand," I said. "We're going to eat pies on stage?" JJ nodded excitedly. "Yes! Exactly!" Singing was a talent. Dancing was a talent. Even baking pies was a talent. But eating pies? "Is that a talent?" I asked. "Yes. Whoever finishes their pie first wins. It's going to be hilarious. You, Mike, Alicia, and Jerome are going to do the eating." "Wait a minute. What about you two?" I asked, confused. "You're not eating anything?" "JJ and I made the pies," Mandy said, like that explained it. "Oh, okay." JJ's eyes narrowed. "You're not going to back out, are you?"
No, I won't."
"You seriously mean that?" Mandy asked, cautiously excited. "Good question." So I asked it of myself right then. Did I mean that? Pause. Why was I agreeing to this, really? Was it because two eager faces were staring at me, desperately waiting for my answer, and I didn't want to let them down? Talk about peer pressure. Get it? Because my peers were peering at me? For a moment, I ignored their stares, like Camille had when she was skipping down the street outside Paige's. Next, I studied the question as intensely as my big sister, Sophie, would. What was my why? My friends' and sisters' opinions used to ring out extra loud in my head. But maybe spending time alone in Sophie's room helped quiet their voices down. Lately, I'd been hearing my own thoughts more clearly. There was something I wanted really bad, even if it meant doing something wacky to get it. The chance to win a free month of classes at the Franklin School of the Arts. I wanted to take those songwriting classes as much as Sophie wanted early admission to her dream college, as much as Camille wanted to squeeze the most joy out of each moment. So with the intensity of Sophie and the go-get-em spirit of Camille, I gave JJ and Mandy my final answer. "Yes, I seriously mean it. I won't back out." A look of relief washed over their faces,
This won't be so bad, I told myself. I could eat pie. It wasn't a particular talent of mine, but eating pie was definitely something that I enjoyed doing. And my parents were often telling me to slow down and enjoy my food, so maybe I was a quick eater? Any chance you have a backup shirt? JJ asked. No, I said. JJ exchanged a glance with Mandy before replying to me with a headshake. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. They didn't sound reassuring at all. Gulp. I might have bitten off more than I could chew. And yes, pun intended. At 12:30 p.m., all the students took their seats in the auditorium. There were at least 500 kids. Was I really going to eat an entire pie in front of all these people? Everyone participating in the talent show waited backstage. I saw Cam as me standing with Leah and Sloane, and I spotted baby Sophie with the pre-K class. They were the first to perform, so they stood in the wings about to go on stage. Baby Sophie lingered behind the others, looking miserable. Also hilarious. She was in full rooster gear, red and yellow hat, white jumpsuit, orange and red socks. She turned to me and glared. I am not going out there. I sidled up beside her. You have to. This is not dignified. Please just go on so you don't get Camille in trouble. Camisme joined us. You look great, she told baby Sophie. You are so lucky. I wish I could do the rooster dance. The cockle-doodle-doo music started up, and the entire class waddled onto the stage in their costumes. You've got this. I gave baby Sophie a little push. The clock is ticking. Go. She reluctantly went on stage with the other kids. There were about 20 of them standing in a line, all in various animal costumes. A loud, "Aww!" went through the audience. Miss Myrtle, the music teacher, played a note and all the kids started to sing and dance. Cockle-doodle-doo, you know I love you. Oink, oink, do you think oink about me too? Their voices were not at all in tune, and their coordination was non-existent. Arms went in different directions. Kids bumped into each other. Everyone was singing and dancing around the stage, except baby Sophie, who was just glowering at her classmates. Suddenly, Camisme pushed by me. Me too! She cried as she ran onto the stage. No! I yelled, but it was too late. She was already standing right beside baby Sophie and doing the movements. The audience, as well as everyone backstage, was understandably confused. I was understandably horrified. Everyone would think that I, Addie Asante, ran on stage to do the barnyard bop. What kind of fifth grader jumps on stage to crash a pre-K number? It made no sense. She wasn't even wearing a costume. Addie, Leah called. What is she doing? Sloane asked, eyes wide. What was she doing? Apparently performing her heart out. Camisme lifted her hands and swayed her hips as she belted out the barnyard bop. Will I ever be back in your arms? I closed my eyes. I could not watch. This was worse than the flash mob. I heard cheering and clapping, so I opened one eye to see what was happening. Camisme had taken baby Sophie's hand. Plus, she was kind of leading the kids. When any of them forgot their moves or words, they looked at Camisme for help. She was guiding them. And she was wearing bunny ears that she must have borrowed from someone during the number. When they sang their last words, something about a donkey's hee-haw heart, everyone cheered. Wasn't that great? Camisme asked, running off the stage. I grabbed her arm. No! You were not supposed to get on stage! You're not in pre-K! But I wanted to. Can you please go get ready for your actual number? I barked. That's what I'm doing. Should I wear the bunny ears? No! Do not wear bunny ears! I cried out. Leah motioned Cam as me over. Addie, I can't believe you went on stage with the little kids, she said. That was so weird, Sloane said. It was not weird, Cam as me told my friends. I wanted to do the dance, and my sister needed help. It would have been weird if I hadn't helped her. I guess so, Sloane said, and I saw Leah nod. Wow. Was Cam as me right? I saw Miss Pinnerett lead the pre-K class down the side steps and to the front row to watch the rest of the show with the audience. Baby Sophie looked less miserable now. Maybe she had fun in the end. I watched the next few numbers nervously from the wings. There was a tuba player, some gymnastics, a few dance numbers, and then finally, it was time for the fifth grade acts. Good luck, I whispered to Cam as me, as she headed back on stage with Leah and Sloane. This was it. I held my breath. Leah called out, 1, 2, 3, and they started singing Wild Ride. Or Sloane and Leah sang. Cam as me yodeled? That's the only word I can think to describe it. She was going off the rails. Was she making up the words? She'd said she knew them. I realized that I'd never actually heard her perform last night. I tried to mouth the words to her from the wings, but she didn't look my way. I waved my hands, which ended up distracting Sloane and caused her to bump into Leah. OMG, I needed to take this bracelet off. I needed to switch back. But the bracelet wouldn't budge. Would I be stuck in this body forever? When the song finally ended, there were a few claps, but not many. Sloane and Leah stormed off the stage. What were you doing? Leah snapped at me. I was trying to help, I said. We didn't need your help, Sloane told me. And we didn't need you to steal the show, Leah said to Cam as me. She looked at both of us. You Asante sisters need to get it together. This was all so embarrassing. Camasmi's face crinkled in confusion. I wasn't trying to steal the show, she said. I was trying to be amazing. Wasn't I supposed to be amazing? She looked genuinely confused. Yes, but I couldn't explain. I needed to focus on my upcoming act, pie eating. As soon as the sixth grade acts were done, the principal announced, Now, for a very special event, the seventh grade pie eating contest. The crowd went wild. A few seventh graders carried out a long table and four chairs. Then they put garbage bags under the chairs and over the table. Was this really happening? You should tie your hair back, JJ told me. It's going to get messy. I have an extra tie if you need. Thanks, I said, taking it. What had I gotten myself into? Once we were all seated, Mandy brought out four pies, and JJ took the mic. Welcome to our first ever talent show pie-eating contest. The crowd went even wilder. Mike was sitting next to me, and he gave me a thumbs up. You are full of surprises, Sophie. Thanks, I said, glad to have a friendly face nearby. I saw baby Sophie, watching horrified in the audience. I glanced back at the wings and saw Cam as me, Leah, and Sloane all gawking at me. Mandy continued. These four contestants are going to race to eat the pie in front of them without... Without what? Without using their hands! No hands? Did that mean no forks, too? Aw, man. The first one who cleans their plate is the official winner. Here come the pies! Mandy set down a pie in front of each of us. They weren't actually pies, just four plates of what looked like whipped cream. I thought Mandy and JJ couldn't be in it because they had baked the pies. What baking? This was just spreading. And in case you were wondering, JJ said, they're banana flavored. Okay, at least I like bananas. I could do this. It was kind of exciting. Was it possible I could win this thing? You will be disqualified if you use your hands, JJ said. First one done, raise your arm. On your mark, get set, go! I went. I lowered my head down to the plate and debated the best way to do this. Lick? Bite? Swallow whole? Woot! Someone shouted from the audience. That got the rest of the crowd on their feet, and everyone chanted, eat, eat, eat! I took a big bite. Oh no. Oh no. I like banana, but Sophie doesn't. Sophie hates banana, and I had Sophie's taste buds, and this tasted like banana. It was so disgusting. Banana was disgusting. Why did anyone eat bananas? It was like eating garbage. How had I never realized how gross bananas are? Blah! Eat! 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 Sophie! 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 They were chanting my name now. Sophie's name. As gross as it was tasting bananas, I couldn't stop now. I didn't want to let the crowd down. Not when they were cheering for me. I kept stuffing myself with pie, ignoring the feeling of fullness in my stomach, and the fact that the pie was everywhere, in my eyes, in my nose, in my eyebrows. I didn't stop. I couldn't stop. I had to keep eating. I slurped up the cream and realized that the trick was to breathe through my nose. And I finished. I raised my hand. Jerome is the winner, JJ said. Oh, boo. I guess I didn't finish first. But still, I finished. And that was still a great act. Sophie came in second, JJ said, which I wasn't expecting. Go, Sophie! I sat back and smiled. There was banana pie in my eyelashes, so I couldn't see clearly, but I was pretty sure we were getting a standing ovation. Yes! Woo! I stood up and waved to the crowd. Rumble. What was that? Rumble. Oh no. The rumbling was my stomach. The pie. The banana pie! I needed to get out of there immediately. I pushed back my chair and hurried off the stage. I spotted a garbage pail off to the side and beelined right for it. Out came the pie. Oh my God, Baby Sophie said, suddenly by my side. She must have jumped out of her seat and run backstage. How could you do that? You totally debased me in front of the entire school. I am a dignified person. I would not be in a pie-eating contest. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah, I'm feeling fine, I huffed, still holding the edge of the garbage pail. Thanks for checking in on me. You deserve to feel sick after doing that, she cried. That was awesome, Kamazmi announced, jumping up behind me and slapping me on the back. You did so great. Yay! The back slapping threw me forward and almost into the garbage pail. Careful, I said. You're very strong in my body. Sorry, I forgot, she said. You can't forget, I said. You have to remember who you are now. I am so sick of you bossing us around, Baby Sophie said. I am not bossing you around, I said. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be a good sister, which is more than you ever do. Why? Because I don't let people walk all over me? Baby Sophie asked. I stood up and glared at her. I do not. You do too, she insisted. Well, I definitely let you and Camille walk all over me, and I am done with that. Kamazmi snort laughed. I walk all over you? No way. You both push me around all the time. Oh, please, I said. You do whatever you want all the time. You literally forced yourself into the pre-K number. But at least people like you. Unlike you. I pointed to baby Sophie. No one likes you. No one at all. The kids at school don't like you, and right now, we don't like you so much either. Baby Sophie stared at me. Then, for the first time in history, my big sister burst into tears.